to the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we strive to ensure that the knowledge reaches those who need it from those who possess it. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's an early morning for me, about to head off to work. It was a little bit hard to get up. I haven't been feeling the best this past week or two. I've been struggling with allergies. It's been a little bit of a weather change. I think that yesterday was probably the last day of a hot day before we go into the cooler months. I don't know how much longer or how long cool actually will last in Texas. There have been years where it's been known to be real hot on Christmas Day, and we're wearing flip-flops, shorts, tank tops. It's kind of weird in Texas, but you know what? I wouldn't change it for the world. I love it here in Texas. There are other places I would love to live, but you know, I'm truly blessed to be close to family, and that's what's important to me, which is family. And I don't know what your priorities are, but I highly recommend you to make family a priority, because we never know when our last day is here on earth. And I enjoy cherishing every moment that I have with my family. And but again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I really hope that you get some value out of it. This episode, I'm going to dig into what I heard on a podcast. I think it was on, was it Friday, Thursday or Friday? I was listening to Ed Milet, and he was going into a story about how he was at a volleyball game with his daughter, and something along the lines of that he was at a volleyball game with his daughter, and on the other side of the court was Kobe Bryant with his daughter, and he had his baby with him and his wife. And whenever he was leaving the volleyball game, Ed never really went up to him and talked to him or anything. He just remembers seeing him. And he saw Kobe with his arm around his daughter and his baby in his other hand. And he just, something was triggering him to just keep watching him. And he watched him, Kobe, with his children, walk all the way to the car and get in the car and leave. And little did he know that a week later, Kobe would be gone. If you're not familiar or not, Kobe Bryant passed away in 2020 early. I'll never forget. It was January 2020. I was at home on my day off, and I got the news, and I was like shocked, because I was just starting to hear stories and Kobe being on interviews and stuff. And the one thing that Ed said really has me thinking, and I really want you to ask yourself this question. Take notes. If you knew that you had 1 week to live, what would you do? What would you do differently? Would you pick up the phone and call the ones that you haven't talked to in a while? Would you commit to spending more time with your family? Would you stop working so many hours and so many days at work and start getting around your family more? What would you do differently if you knew you had 1 week to live? We don't know when our expiration date is. Only God knows that. And I think a lot of times, a lot of people, including myself, don't think about that. We don't know when our last day is on earth. And we go through life just rushing, 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 go, 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 go. And it seems like a lot of times all we focus about is the now. And the one thing that I am, that I feel makes me different from a lot of people, is that I'm a long-term thinker. Sometimes I think I take long-term thinking to the extreme, but that's just who I am. That's how I've been built. I don't look at things as of right now, now, now. I look at things as a long term. I am a marathon thinker. I'm not a sprint thinker. And if you look at it, if you try to put a sprinter into a marathon, he's going to lose. Because a sprinter is a short distance, a short run, versus a marathon is a long-term game. I don't have anything against sprinters. Got to have the marathon mentality of, I don't control what is going to happen, but I'm going to focus on digging my well before I get thirsty. Waiting, and I don't want to wait till stuff hits the fan and you know, be in panic mode. So I listen to Ed Mylett a lot, and I encourage you to not only continue to listen to me, but also check out Ed Mylett's podcast. It's extremely good. He is a big reason why I started my podcast. I like the way he thinks. I like the way he interviews his people. I like and I love the way he puts it all together. It's just, he is a pure, genuine guy. He has so much, and he doesn't brag about it. And that's one thing I like about him. There's so many people out there that, you know, they'll go post a picture of them in front of an exotic car, a mansion. And a lot of times all they're doing is renting that car. It's not even theirs. And a lot of time they're renting an Airbnb, which is not even their mansion, just to try to convince people to buy into their programs. And I want to encourage you to look at today. Where are you at right now today? Who is somebody you need to reach out to? Who is somebody that you have a grudge against right now, that may be in your family, maybe a friend? And realize that it's time to bury that hatchet. It's time to reach out to them and apologize, because we're never promised tomorrow. What is it that you would do differently? Is there like a vacation or a trip that you've been trying to put off for a while, and you keep putting it off and putting it off? Well, it's time to do it. It's time to put it into action, because we're never promised tomorrow. Now, if you know my story, I wasn't supposed to live after I had my accident in 1985. I was 4 years old at the time. I actually spent my birthday in the hospital. I'll never forget. And there's a reason why God didn't want me. He wanted me here on earth. I think a lot of people go through life not knowing what their purpose is, because they've been programmed through work, society, school, government, family, friends, whatever it may be. They've been programmed to think that there was only one way to success. There's one way that they need to go, and that's to, you know, stay within the lines. Don't get outside the comfort zone. Don't get off track. That may have been the path in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. But today we live in a world where, heck, Elon Musk is building robo-taxis, robots. You call a business and it's AI that is answering the phone and answering the questions that you're asking. And where am I getting with this? Our technology and advancements are rapidly growing, and a lot of people are getting left behind because of it. And a lot of times you need to realize that what you're doing right now, you may not be happy. Just realize it's temporary. What is your purpose? What is it that you could wake up every single day and do every single day? What is something then that just lights you on fire and gets you going? I'm recording this on a Monday, and I think a lot of people dread going to work on a Monday because it's a Monday. I think they call it the case of the Mondays. And I think that a lot of people need to realize that it's time to turn that Monday, that Tuesday, that Wednesday, that Thursday into Fridays. How can you create a Friday into every day? It's hard. It's going to be real hard. I'm on the journey right now. There's a lot of times I don't want to go to work, but I had to take a step back and realize that I have a family to support. I'd love to travel the world. Every I don't think I would do it every single day, but I would travel the world very often. But that's just something that's a long game. That's a long-term goal. But the thing is I need to focus on the now as well as the long game. So I'm recording this because I felt that after hearing that podcast episode, that someone needs to hear this. I don't know who you are. I may know you. I may not know you. But who is it that you're mad at? Who is it that you need to bury the hatchet with? Who is it someone that you need to connect with again? And what have you been putting off for too long because you keep saying, well, it's not the perfect time. Well, I don't have the money. Well, I'll do it next month. I'll do it next summer. I'll go do it the next summer. And you just keep postponing it. Realize that tomorrow is never promised. So what are you willing to do today if you knew that it was your last week to live? I love you guys. I thank you so much for the support that you've given me for the short period I've had this podcast going. And I would appreciate if you continue to support, like, share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, leave a positive comment, as that helps grow the podcast. And if you get something out of it, share it with someone that needs to hear it. Until next time, guys, I love you all. Take care.